Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is Wes Beach of the Plasmatics, and when I want to check out all things KISS, I listen to Time and Zeus on the Shout It Out Loudcast.
That's right. We're back with another episode of Dorm Damage, the show where anything and everything is on the table and the table gets smashed. This week, back with one of our favorite recurring themes, and this time we're tackling the 80s. But what kind of 80s are we tackling this time, Zeus?
Yeah, so we have a recurring thing where we're taking three bands from a certain era, and we want to see who's really take their top heavy songs, their top three songs from each, and then rank them, and then compare the three bands against each other. So We did the 60s, we've done the 70s, and now we're on to the 80s. And on the 80s, we're doing the LA hair metal scene. So we're doing Dokken, Motley Crue, Rat.
Yeah, we had to split up the 80s into a couple different categories because there's too many bands.
Yeah. And so these three kind of are similar. Last time we did like Aerosmith, Bad Company, AC/DC. Mm-hmm. Before that, we did The Doors, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and the Rolling Stones for the 60s. Mm-hmm. Now, just so you know, before we get all the, oh, they had songs released in the 90s. We're saying these bands are primarily known and started their career or are kind of categorized as this type of band. So these three had their heydays in the 80s, the hair metal days. So we're going Dokken, Motley Crue, and Rat. And this is tough. So we each going to name our three songs that we would put up in order for each one of these bands. I'll start this one off, Tom.
So hold on. Before you start, I just want to explain my it's my personal private business. My self-imposed rule here on this. I'm not saying that you had to do this or I had to do this, but
he loves to do these self-imposed rules.
But I'll tell you why. Because I'm so OCD, there's too much to pick from these bands. So what I did was I forced myself for each band to pick one song per album. That's what I did. Because because Motley Crue would have been three songs from the same album, Rat would have been three songs from the same album, and Dokken probably would have been two or three songs from the same album. So I said, to kind of spread it out and open the discussion, I said, no, I'm going to do one song per album.
I guess my only self-imposed rule for this, Tom, would be obviously don't take three songs from one album.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, of course. Okay. Go ahead.
But if there's two songs on an album, I'm going to do it.
Go for it.
I'm not going to go by which song is my favorite. I'm not ranking these, but I'm going to take the three top songs.
Okay.
When you go to Dokken, more so than Don's vocals is just George Lynch.
Yep.
We've done a few different things where George Lynch has made appearance. as one of, like, whether it be solos, whether it be favorite guitarist. George Lynch is, I think, the quintessential 80s hair band guitarist. He can do it all. He has melodies, the solos, the riffs. He's got it all. Well, and when we talk about solos, I've always listed this, and I think it's the probably, I don't know if there's a better solo in the 80s, and that is Dawkins' Tooth and Nail. It's kind of like Fast Dawkins.
Wow, the title track, okay.
Yeah, but the regular song is okay. I like it.
Yep.
But once he gets into that solo, it's like a fucking symphony of a solo. It is so melodic, so awesome. Speed, melody, everything, you name it. Tooth and Nail would be my first pick for Dawkins.
Nice. Yeah, that's the era of Dawkins, I think, when they were doing, like, when people thought they were like heavy metal, before they became like super glammy. You know, not that they ever became glammy, but before they became like real melodic and polished, they were like, it was like you said, Fast Dawkins, like aggressive Dawkins.
So before Metallica and speed metal was a thing that I knew of.
Yeah.
I remember what you're saying.
Yeah.
Dawkins was the last of these bands that I knew, because I thought Dawkins was like this heavy thing.
Yep.
I remember hearing about them, but thinking like, oh, they're not like Rat and Bon Jovi. These guys are really. And then I saw Guitar Magazine had In My Dreams as the number one solo of the year. And I'm like, oh, it can't be that bad then. And then I saw the video and I was like, holy Christ. No, yep. That is not number two for me. Number two, though, I'm going to go, not because you said this, but I'm going to pick a song from this album. And that is the opening track off of Under Lock and Key, and that is Unchain the Night.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about just a kick-ass opener?
Mm-hmm.
And you got that, like, the bell ringing in the beginning, ding, 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 the little guitar. And then, ding, 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 ding,
super, ding, super ding, melodic.
Oh, my God.
One of my favorite Dawkins riffs.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
And then Don does a great job. He's a very good singer.
Yeah.
Compared to singers now, he'd be fucking top of the charts. But back then, he was in the middle of the pack, but he had a good voice.
To me, at that time... For me, he was very Joe Lynn Turner-ish for me. Very like, it wasn't like he didn't have an aggressive vocal, but he had like kind of like a melodic, like soft vocal, but he could raise his voice and scream when he needed to.
Yeah, like a pleasant voice.
That's what I mean. Yeah, exactly. Like an
easy listening without being like Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah, just right. like Joe Lynn Turner.
Turner has this sweetness in his voice.
Yeah.
I think Turner's a step above. He just
makes I do too.
Songs that are just like decent, mm-hmm. like melodic, just by even better because of his voice. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go with Unchained the Night, and the solo is just like, it's a George Lynn solo.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then third is the only track in the history of ARC to be named number one, not by three, which is a rarity, only been done two other times, but by four of us named this number one. And that's Kiss of Death.
Mm-hmm.
It's got two different riffs. One's better than the other.
Mm-hmm.
The opening riff. And then when the verse is kind of whatever that pitch he's doing, that harmonic pitch, whatever he's fucking doing, it is just crazy. Mm-hmm. It is such a kick in the ass opener.
Yep.
Kiss of Death. I can't say enough. The only thing I was thinking is Heaven Sent because of the solo I was thinking about putting in there. There's a couple other tracks that I love. Back for the Attack, I think it's one of our best ARC things. And then the other one is the title track to the debut, Breaking the Chains, would probably mm-hmm. be another one I'd consider. But that's my Dawkins. What about you?
All right. I'll save some of my comments because there may or may not be some crossover there. But my Dawkins, so from Tooth and Nail, I actually went with with a deep cut. And it's funny because it's not an upbeat shred tune, you know, like Tooth and Nail or even Kiss of Death or anything. but it's like, it's got like a little bit of a swagger to it. Off of Tooth and Nail, I went with Bullets to Spare. I've always loved that song. It's got
the chorus.
Yeah, I do too. I like any kind of like gang vocal chorus, and then just like the balls of the verses and everything. It's a really cool song, and it's a song you don't hear that often. So Bullets to Spare. And then, sorry, folks. Sorry, Zeus. I got Unchain the Night and Kiss of Death, and we didn't even talk. Neither one of us talked to each other about these. It's Unchain the Night is overall my all time favorite Dawkins song. Kiss of Death is probably right there for my all time favorite Dawkins song. And I don't want to get clever and be like, oh, I'm going to pick this. Those Zeus and I don't talk to each other when we make these lists.
Nope.
So I went with Unchain the Night and Kiss of Death myself.
The only thing I'm thinking is the Kiss of Death. Not only the vocals, the guitar is just what off the planet.
Yeah.
But even the lyrics.
Yes.
It's just a smart written song about a very fucking thing of that era. AIDS. AIDS.
Yep. AIDS. You tell me fire should. Are you having any burning sensation when you? No.
You're getting a burning sensation when you urinate?
No, fire shoot out my dick.
Mr. Johnson, you have AIDS. AIDS.
Man, we'll leave it at that. Oh, God.
Oh, no. All right. Let's move to number two. And that is Rat. Now, who didn't fucking listen to Rat in the 80s? Seriously.
Yep.
They were just consistent platinum album after platinum album. And for me, Warren DeMartini is just a step below George Lynch. Gorgeous solos, great riffs, cool looking guitar player. I like him a lot, and very underrated.
Yep.
All right. So this one is tough because I could literally put on any song from Out of the Cellar, and I didn't want to just do that. But I'm going to go off the chart with number one. And number one for me is from one of the cheesiest, worst 80s movie.
Oh, no.
I'm going with Nobody Rides for Free.
Oh, dude. First of all, how dare you besmirch Point Break? Fucking fantastic movie. Awesome song.
I think Megan Rapinoe was the love interest for Keanu Reeves in that. I actually like Lori Petty, but she looks like Megan.
She looked like whatever that broad's name is.
Like a little boy.
Yeah, a little boy. I love that movie. I've always loved that movie.
I always get a kick out of is they try to make fucking, what's his name with the big teeth? What's his name there?
Who, Gary Busey?
Greek. Gary Busey is the least Greek looking man I've ever seen, with his Nordic features, blondish, reddish hair, and huge teeth.
Yeah.
His name was Pappas. So stupid. Oh, God. But Nobody Rides for Free is such a kick ass song, man.
I love the intro. I love how it fades in. Yeah, so good.
With that din, 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 and then that guitar. Bing. I'm telling you, Warren has this great way of holding notes like George Lynch does. Fantastic. All right.
Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, but we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits, a uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart, but entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts. Dare to combine.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. McKissick helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Number two, I'm going to take probably, I know this is tough. I'm not going to take the fucking one that everybody expects everyone to take.
No, I'm not either.
I'm not touching it. I'm going to go with the best solo probably in Rat's discography.
Oh,
I'm going to go with the opening song off of fucking Out of the Cellar, and that's Wanted Man.
Yep. Okay.
That song is so badass.
Yep.
And that guitar solo is fucking off the charts.
Yep.
Off the charts.
You could go, like you said, you could just, I mean, fucking Out of the Cellar, you just be the whole friggin' list.
Jesus Christ. I mean,
Jesus Christ, Mike. Let's
oh, Jesus Christ. You got, you should know by now, just sitting there. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, Mike. I'm not picking, got me on the line. Hello?
Hello, Clarice. I'm going to take a song that's a little off the beaten path, ooh, but it's one of my favorite Rat songs.
Okay.
It's got such a kick-ass guitar, and Stephen Piercy, I just love his sleazy vocals.
Yep.
And that is the opening track off of Dancing Undercover, Dance.
Mm, indeed. Yep.
Favorite of their like singles that they put out.
Yes.
I love that song. The guitar awesome. On it is fantastic.
Yep.
And it's just a deep cut. And now, mind you, I could take You're in Love. I could have taken some of the songs. I love Top Secret from Detonator.
Yep, I know.
Shame.
You didn't take anything from one of your favorite Rat albums.
I like all those songs.
Yeah.
I think it's a consistently, I like the album.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that one song above me. But right. I can listen to Rat albums. I love their whole albums.
Yeah.
And we can have this whole Rat versus Crew and
yep.
talk and debate because it's just amazing. All of those albums and the era and. But I'm gonna go with three a little bit different. Nobody Rides for Free, Wanted Man, and Dance.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I easily could have just thrown a dart at Out of the Cellar, and that would have been my top three. But easily for me, my all-time favorite Rat song. Again, it's a deep cut. It's probably favorite because you don't hear it all the time. You hear it when you want to hear it, and that's In Your Direction.
Yep.
Off of Out of the Cellar. I just love how you have the verses do one thing, the chorus does another, and it's just. Just that whole album is just flawless. And then off of Invasion of Your Privacy, no big surprise. The big hit, one of Warren's most incredible killer riffs is just Lay It Down. Just that the opening of that song, it's just sleaze personified with Stephen Piercy. And number three, again, we didn't talk. Number three for me, Dance.
Really?
Fucking love it.
I was wondering why you were so quiet.
Yeah, I love the chorus is all right. It's kind of a little corny. You got a hair metal band singing Dance, but those verses are so
slip and
awesome.
Slide, take a ride.
Yeah. Oh, you want the best of both.
And then the guitar the, now.
And then you got the drums going. Tss, tss, tss. Oh, it's fucking it's so
good. Ooh, Bobby Blotzer.
Party of Two, reservation for Blotzer.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Mick Wild, fucking whatever his name, Brown took Wild Mick Brown took that spot, sir. Oh, okay. All right, let's get to the final band, which, wow, I mean, it's just punch in the mouth after punch in the mouth.
I can't. Now this is so difficult.
Motley Crue.
Yep. Wow.
Now again. I don't want to go with everybody's going to fucking, you know, oh, everybody loves this and they're that. But sometimes the songs that you like, they're popular because they're that good.
Right.
So you can't go away from, without a doubt, and probably one of the Mount Rushmore hair metal songs of all time. And I can't get enough of it. And I still love it to this day. Is Home Sweet Home. It's just a gorgeous song. I can't, you can't deny it.
Okay.
All right. So then I'm going to take a riff that just doesn't quit. And that's Looks That Kill. You just,
oh boy. Yep.
You can't.
Yep.
Skip out on that. Then this is where it gets hard because I don't want to go with the same fucking thing. So do I go mid-tempo or do I go badass? I don't know.
Flip a coin. I don't know. Whatever you pick, I'm sure it's going to be awesome because it's, well, I shouldn't say it. It might not be.
When I first heard this and we were in high school, if this wasn't on your fucking school bus ride or warm up music.
Yep.
Kickstart My Heart was just.
Oh, wow. Okay. I wasn't expecting that. Okay. Yeah.
It was just.
Okay.
A step above any fucking pump you up songs from the 80s.
Yep.
That wasn't fucking Back in Black or Zeppelin or.
Yep. Okay.
Kickstart My Heart. And nice. Yeah. And then for me, I contemplated. What I was going to compete against was I really like Don't Go Away Mad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's tough to pick. We love all the shit.
Nothing from Girls, Girls, Girls.
But you don't want to take Dancing on Glass?
I actually don't mind that. 5 Years Dead, where he says that 15 fucking times. And I certainly wasn't taking Jailhouse Rock.
Oh, God.
No, but I was also thinking of like Helter Skelter, Knock 'Em Dead, 10 Seconds of Love, things like that. And the Dr. Feelgood itself.
I can't believe. Well, we'll wait until I do my list.
Go ahead.
All right. So for me, number one, easy. One of my all time favorite songs in the history of music. Still love it to this day. Comes on. I don't get sick of it. I don't skip it. And that's Looks Than Kill. Just the fucking flawless song. Just one of the great songs ever made.
The clock strikes midnight.
It's just incredible. And I cannot believe, I mean, maybe you don't like this album, but I was very surprised. You didn't pick anything off of Too Fast for Love. I was surprised by that.
I like the album. I do.
Yeah. I went with Piece of Your Action. Fucking incredible. Probably my favorite song off the album. The solo, the rawness of that album, especially that song.
The whole album is very raw. I think the songs are, you can tell by a band that's, okay, get the verse. Okay, let's get to the chorus. Let's get to this.
It was
just heavy and raw,
I love it. And then for me, I know I'm going to take a beating from you and probably from the listeners, and I don't care. I wave the flag for Theater of Pain. I love that album. And one of my favorite songs, I always think of our friend Jimmy. You know I love it.
Oh, no.
I am picking... Tonight, We Need a Lover. Yes, I am.
Horrendous.
Honey dripping from her pot. Come on, baby. Oh, We Need a Lover too. Oh,
keep your eye on the money.
Oh, so good. So good. Louder Than Hell. That was their ripoff of I Love It
Loud. Is that when he was wearing white pants and like pink polka dot fucking women's undies over them?
Yes, that was the super glam Motley Crue. They were like, we were too demonic for Shout at the Devil. Let's get glammy for Theater of Pain. I love that album. Oh, I know. I love it.
Yuck. All right, Tom, this comes yuck. This comes the hard part.
All right.
What the fuck you compare these three songs with something else?
I don't know. Okay, so at any given time, I could listen to these three songs from these three bands and I'd be like, this is awesome. So to me, it's like 1A, 1B, 1C. This is not like some of the other, when we did the 60s and 70s and there was like a clear, like, so I guess it depends on the mood. But the tiebreaker for me is just how incredibly great one of these songs is that's going to lead it to the top. But coming in at number three is going to be Dokken.
Okay.
And that's no slight against Dokken because, again, I love him. Coming in at number two for me is Rat. And Motley Crue is number one just because of the strength of Looks to Kill. Like any list that has Looks to Kill on it for me is always going to be number one because it's one of my all-time favorite songs of any genre. And I'll be honest, I'm not a huge – the first half of their discography to me is where I go to. Too Fast for Love, Shout at the Devil. Theater of Pain.
You don't listen to Generation Swine?
What are you talking about? It's the fucking greatest fucking Motley Crue album.
John Corabi, Motley Crue.
Yeah. Yeah, or the self-titled Motley Crue album, it's best Motley Crue album. All right, whatever. No, I don't care. I thought Girls, Girls, Girls was all right. I thought Dr. Feelgood was all right. There's a couple good songs, but those first three albums, to me, that's where I go to. So I'm going to do Dokken 3, Rat 2, Crue number one.
Dr. Feelgood is probably could be their best album. I fucking love it.
Okay. Now, the funny thing is, real quick, but to me, I think this is, we talk about this on like ARC and even when we do Kiss. So like, we're talking about these three bands, these three songs. If you were asking me to rank these three bands, like, whose album, whose discography would I want to put on shuffle? Like the entire discography? I would not have Motley Crue number one. I would not have them number one.
Yeah, so I would, okay, it's funny you say that.
To be honest, well, my rankings might be reverse. I might have Dokken number one.
So I'll answer all that after I give you my list. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got 9 songs, 3 different bands. The best song by far on all these things is Home Sweet Home.
Wow.
So if I was using your way of analyzing this, I'd put Crue as one, but I'm putting them at number 3.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And reason being is I love Kickstart My Heart, but it's got a lot of fatigue on me. And I had a hard time coming up with their third song is so much less than other ones that I have. The next.
Okay.
I think Rat is maybe the most consistently good.
Ooh.
But they don't have, for me, that is, but they have some, maybe the most great songs, but like Diamond type songs, like Mount Rushmore type songs. I don't know. I'm putting them at number 2. Number 1 is Dokken.
Okay.
Those I think three you- songs I can't really touch from anybody.
See, that's the thing. It's when you talk about these bands, I think Rat may have more 5-star songs, maybe. But in terms of across the board consistent, like what, like I said, what band's discography do I want to put on shuffle? It's probably going to be Dokken for me.
Rat.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. No, that's okay. But yeah. I just think for me, I think Tooth and Nail, Lock and Key, and Back for the Attack are just like almost flawless albums. And I don't think the other bands can do that. I think Rat Out of the Cellar is flawless. Invasion of Your Privacy is very good. And then after that, there's kind of a steady decline for me. And the same with Crue.
Yeah. So it's hard to describe. So when you look at the albums, I would put Dr. Feelgood, Shout at the Devil.
Yep.
Then I would take from Dokken, I would take, Back for the Attack. And obviously, Under Lock and Key. For Rat, though, I would take Out of the Cellar, Invasion. I would take Detonator. I wouldn't put Dancing Undercover or Reach for the Sky really up there.
No, no.
But I would take 3 versus 2 maybe from the other ones. And Tooth and Nail, I'm breaking the chains. Yeah.
It's not rough. Yeah, it's not great. Yeah,
Motley Crue's debut is good, but it's kind of, how can I say, for me, it's a little raw.
Yeah.
Not the songs aren't good. The band and the music is pretty decent, but it's, and there's some horrible music in between Theater of Pain and Girls, Girls, Girls.
Yes, there is.
So consistently overall, I would say Rat, like, and here's the thing about it. The most, I could take Shout at the Devil, Out of the Cellar, and Back for the Attack and say those are 3 easily best albums of the 80s. And each has an album like that.
I agree with that. Each of these bands to me have a 5-star album. I agree.
Yeah. And those 3 would kill. So the difference is I think Invasion would be a step above Under Lock and Key and anything from Motley Crue. Yeah, no. I do.
Yeah. If you're listening here to this, I think most people we're kind of nitpicking here because these are 3 of our favorite bands and their discographies all have their ups and downs. But across the board, I don't think anybody's going to complain if we got stuck, quote unquote, listening to any one of these bands.
No. But even if so, if you go down 3 deep, I would take Tooth and Nail, the album, as the 3rd album from Dokken. I could take Detonate as the 3rd album from Rat. I could take the debut as the 3rd album from Motley Crue and say those are as good as most albums in the 80s.
Yep.
Fucking awesome. These 3 bands are so tough to pick.
I agree.
But Yeah, so you took Crew, Rat, Dawkin. I went Dawkin, Rat, Crew. It's funny how pretty consistent, except the first one, and you could flip those. And honestly, you could flip most of this list. They're just fucking phenomenal.
Totally. So,
all right. Well, till next time, peace out, Girl Scout.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.